space, setting the bar. These are stories of what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do, or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I understand wanting to honor a loved one who has passed away. But if you can manage to make it through the day without spending $13,000 to send your loved one's remains to the moon, only to have them burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. They probably don't have a refund clause, do they?
So the Peregrine Lunar Lander was supposed to take human remains from 70 people. 70 people decided, you know what? I know what we're going to do with Nana.
How I want to go out.
We're going to send her to the moon. How cool would that be? So $13,000, write the check, put them on the rocket. Well, they launched January 8th. The spacecraft experienced a leak.
Uh-oh.
So they were like, well, we're not going to quite make it to the moon.
Oh, no.
So we're going to have to turn around. But the problem is, as it enters the Earth's atmosphere, it's going to burn up.
Oh, no.
So
it's not even going to make it back home to where you can just, like, put Grandma in an urn and put them on the mantle instead. Oh, dang it.
Weren't going to be able to do that anyways if she was in space.
Well, right, but as a plan B, when you heard that the moon was out of the question.
Yeah.
But you
consider you were able to get her ashes anyways, or her ashes were spread all over the South Pacific.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that the bright spot in all this?
Is it? Is there a bright spot? We spent $13,000 to get Grandma to the moon, and now it's not happening.
Well, you spent, you spent $13,000 to have Grandma's ashes spread over the South Pacific.
Yeah, that's not the same. That's not what we signed up for. That wasn't the deal. Oh, that's very disappointing. I'm going to write a bad review for your company.
Yeah, I'm going to write a bad Yelp review. 1 out of 5. Would not recommend.
Yeah, would not recommend. Nope. You pay to go to the moon, don't get to the moon.
Yeah,
burn up in the atmosphere instead.
And what were they going to do with all those bodies on the moon? Were they going to just dump them?
Well, I guess you spread. It's probably
because we've already heard about what is already on the moon after dozens and dozens and dozens of space flights. There's bags of poop all over the moon. Because
but it also looks dusty. Like the moon, it looks like it would probably just blend right in with ashes. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. See,
you wouldn't even be able to tell.
I would want to know more about what they're going to do with the bodies. Once they reach the moon.
Did they have a designated area they were going to, like, spread it in?
The rocket wasn't manned. There wasn't someone who was gently going to take these corpses out of the rocket and bury them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like they were just going to open the hatch and go, see ya, Grandma.
Okay. And then just dump it.
Right.
Do a drive-by.
So this whole thing is a setting the bar story. This whole thing.
It really is.
Anyways,
I think it might be a faulty model for a company.
But. Probably. So there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without spending $13,000, well, that's a mistake that you're never going to make again. That's a $13,000 lesson. That's what that is.
Yes, it is. 1,000%. Oh, let's do something better with our money.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.